Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera lawsuit. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, Harold.
Hey, how you doing?
Can you hear? I just want to make sure you can hear me. Okay. Her name is Chaneria, Chaneria.
Hello.
Alrighty. Hey, Chaneria, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing
okay. Do you want her phone number?
I can go ahead and I can confirm it with her later on.
Okay. All right. Both of you have a nice day.
Thank you.
You too.
You as well. How you doing today, Chaneria?
I'm good. You?
I can't complain. Can't complain at all. My name is Harold, and I'll be able to help you here a little further. Now, I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes. I do want to ask you, did you use Depo Provera?
I did.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma?
Yeah, I was.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. It was in 2020. I had to get checked right every so often to make sure it hadn't came back, and it hasn't, so that's a blessing.
Yep, that's good. That's good. When did you start using Depo Provera?
In 2015, yes.
And you were diagnosed in 2020?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then can I ask you, do you think you use it at least 4 times in a year?
Because I was only consistently, like, from 2015 up until, like, 2020.
Okay.
I was only until I went to the emergency room.
Gotcha. So about 5 years you used it.
Uh-huh.
Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Uh-huh.
And then I do want to ask you, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any document?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you do want to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then do you remember the month you were diagnosed in 2020?
I do. It was September.
September. And then what is your date of birth?
03/02/1990.
And do you know anyone else who used Depo Provera who's also hurt?
I don't, because I actually was scrolling on Facebook, and I clicked on it. And I had called and talked to my mom, and she was like, no, don't do that. Like, them people scamming. You better put your social security number. They're going to get your information. So it was just me just going off a whim, like, you know, let me just try. Let me just see.
Right.
Because I seen an ad on Facebook, so I really don't know. It was just me trying, and then the lawyer called me not the lawyer, the lady who I was just on the phone with.
Right.
She ended up sending me a text message. So I'm just like, oh, okay. And then once we got on the phone, I'm like, okay, it might be, you know, it could be real. So
yeah, no, it's definitely real. This is going on.
And I didn't know, like, it might happen, like, in 2020. So that was, like, 4 years ago. And I don't have cable TV. So me just being on Facebook, me seeing the ad, I'm like, let me click on it. Let me just see what they're talking about.
Right, right.
So, you know, I don't know other women that, you know, and then a lot of people don't want to talk about, like, they medical history of people. You know, so it's kind of like a sensitive subject. So, but I can ask.
If it's no big deal. I just wanted to see maybe if you knew anyone, but you know, if it happens to come up right now that you know it's a real thing, you can kind of, you know, let people know that, hey, you know, I kind of did it and it is real. So just let people know, you know. And then I do want to ask you, did you use the name brand Depo Provera or did you use the generic version?
It was Pfizer.
The Pfizer, okay. And then, so you did use it for at least 1 year. And then would you say you used it at least 4 times in 1 year?
So a shot every 3 months? Yeah.
Okay. And then you said you started in 2015, stopped in 2020?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Alrighty. And then you spell your name C-H-A-N-E-R-I-A?
Uh-huh. Chaneria Wesley.
Last name Weseley. Perfect. Thank you. And then we do need the social in order to pull the medical records.
Okay. It's 420-35-0209.
And now, what's the best email address for you?
It's rosewetherspoon75@gmail.com.
Could you spell the second word? Was it Witherspoon?
Yeah, Witherspoon, like WEATHERSPOON75.
Thank you. And then that was at Gmail?
rosewetherspoon75@gmail.com.
Perfect. And then what's your property address?
3121 42nd Avenue North, Birmingham, Alabama, 35207.
And then your phone number, 754-247-0068?
No, it's 205-209-1989. 1898. I had this phone for like a month and a half, so.
Yeah, no worries. So 205-209-1898.
Mhm.
Perfect, thank you. And then what hospital diagnosed you?
St. Vincent.
Is that the one at the 810 St. Vincent Drive in Birmingham?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
Dr. Benjamin Former. Yeah.
F-O-R-M-E-R.
No, F-U-F-U-L-M-E-R. Former.
Thank you. And then were you diagnosed with any other prior cancer?
No.
Okay.
No.
And now St. Vincent, this is the hospital that prescribed you everything and treated you for everything, correct?
Yeah, as far as the tumor.
Okay. Give me one second here. And then do you have your medical records or no?
I don't.
No worries. Give me one moment here. And then you are a citizen of the United States, correct?
I am.
Okay. And then you started to, or you used Depo-Provera after 1992, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then the medical records. They're at the hospital, correct?
Yeah, they should be in the hospital to keep our records of everything.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Okay. As long as they're at the hospital and we can get them, that's what we need. And now I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. I want to make sure someone in your family receives this money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
My mom.
Okay. And her name?
It's Antoinette Wesley.
Could you spell her first name for me?
A-N-T-O-I-N-E-T-T-E Wesley.
And then just to be clear, your last name, W E S L E Y, or is it W E S L Y?
The first one, W E S L E Y.
Perfect. And then for your mother's phone number?
205-862-1152.
Alrighty. Give me one second here. I want to go ahead and verify this information, make sure everything is correct. on my end. Give me 1 second here.
Okay.
Alrighty. And so you do want to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
And you have not signed any documents relating to Depo Provera, correct?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And now you are a citizen of the United States. You were diagnosed in September of 2020. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year. Your date of birth is 3/2/1990. You use the name brand Depo Provera. You have had at least 4 injections in 1 year. You did use it for at least 1 year. You started in 2015, stopped in 2020. You are a female. You spell your name Chaneria, last name Weseley, and then your social 420-350-209. Your email address roseweatherspoon75@gmail.com. Phone number 205-209-1898. Your property address 3121 42nd Avenue North, Birmingham, Alabama 35207. You were seen by Dr. Fulmer, F-U-L-M-E-R. You were seen at the St. Vincent's Birmingham Hospital. That's at the 810 St. Vincent's Drive, Birmingham, Alabama, 35205. And then we do have your mother, Antoinette, here, 205-862-1152 as the phone number. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Let me go ahead and send you over the DocuSign. You are familiar with DocuSign, correct?
Yes, it's like an email, isn't it, or something like that?
Yeah, so it'll go to your email, and then it'll go to your text message as well, whatever, you know, it's easiest for you to open it. It'll kind of go there.
Okay. Okay, Harold King.
Yes, ma'am.
It's asking me about like text messages or something like that.
Right, so it's gonna have you agree to text messages and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a sign here. Okay. Okay, my signature is a little crazy looking because it's my finger.
No worries. And then let me send you over. And so the law firm you're working with is Pulaski Law Firm. And so they're based out of Texas.
Okay.
And then I'm going to send you over their information now.
Okay. If I signed it, it's like a pay. Okay, I got an initial. Okay, I think, let me just make sure I understand all of them.
Okay.
Okay, I just got a text message from, I want to, Harold King, yep. That's the law firm.
No, that's me. That's me. Pulaski Law Firm next. So down below says Pulaski 909-906 3862. So that's the law firm Pulaski Law Group, and then that's the phone number. So they're gonna call you within 7 business days to verify this information with you.
Okay.
Make sure everything is accurate, and then from that point on, they'll be able to go ahead and you know, request medical records and everything like that.
Okay. So at the bottom it says finish. So I hit finish.
Yep. You can go ahead and hit finish.
And then, oh my God. All right. It said require signature. It's signed right there. Okay, there we go.
Perfect. Yep, I just got them back. So I'm going to send them up to the law firm now, and then they'll call you by, you know, next Thursday, next Wednesday or so. So then the text message that you got, the 949 number, that's my direct line. Okay, so save me in your phone.
Okay.
That way, you know, if I need anything from you in the future, you know, it's me. And then just be on the lookout for that 909 number calling you, because that'll be the law firm. Okay, so they could call you, you know, today, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, you know, sometime in the next couple of days, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me?
No. Thank you.
No problem. No problem at all. Okay. You have a blessed rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.